Time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Valley Heights girls and basketball coach Jordan Brosterman after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, we'll start off with your game against Wetmore this past Thursday. You guys win 54-13. Your thoughts on that one?
In that game, it was nice to get everybody in and get everybody involved. And, you know, Wetmore, they have some challenges. They only have six kids out, and it's tough when you have that working against you. And we've got a big roster, and we were able to get everybody in, so it was good in that sense.
And then you guys take that, and then you guys play a really good game against Hanover, but ultimately fall just short, 52-44. Your overall thoughts on that one as well?
Yeah, I mean, they spanked us in the tournament, so we were happy to get another opportunity to play them. And it was a good competitive game through and through, tied at halftime, and then they switched up their defense on us a little bit in the third quarter, and it kind of, we got stuck in that a little bit, but then we kind of worked through that and started moving the ball better. And, you know, ultimately, we put them at the line a lot, and some of that was toward the end of the game. We were fouling them on purpose to put them at the line to try to see if they could miss a few, but credit to them, they made all their free throws down the stretch, so we had a hard time kind of inching our way any closer toward the end of it. But I was proud of the way our girls played. I think we moved the ball well. We had some balanced scoring. We were really tough and physical defensively, so I was happy to see that. And we played together, so I think we're making progress, and we're becoming a better team as the season goes on.
Talked a little bit before our call here, and you talked about how you guys were able to stymie their height. I'm sure everybody in the league wants to know how you did that.
Well, we just came out and played really physical man-to-man defense, and we'd worked on different ways of playing their size inside. I mean, honestly, just a few things we worked on in practice and kind of prepping for them specifically. And our guards did a good job of running girls off the three-point line for the most part, because, you know, not only do they have size, but they have tremendous outside shooters as well. And we kind of kept them at bay, and they hit a couple, but it didn't, you know, it wasn't like they hit five, six, seven, or eight threes. They hit a few. But we were able to kind of try our best to slow them down. But they're such a good team. They can score in so many ways. And down the stretch, they just had some really good playmakers step up and make some plays. And we came down and had some empty possessions, and we kind of had to start fouling. But it was a good game through and through.
And last question for you, Coach. You guys take on an Axel team that has had their ups and downs. What are some things that you know about the Eagles with this being your first time playing in the season?
Well, I think that they're a gritty, tough team. I think they play hard, and so you know, I haven't looked at film too much on them yet, so I don't really quite know what they have. But I just know they're going to play tough. In years past when we played them, they played really hard, and I think they're doing so this year as well, maybe even more so. So they're physical. They've got some nice size. So we're going to have to do our best to bring the physicality that we brought against Hanover to Axel.
All right, Coach. Best of luck against the Eagles. Thanks so much for dropping by today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was Valley Heights girls and basketball coach Jordan Brosterman here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Be sure to stay tuned. We have Valley Heights boys head basketball coach Cal Green coming on next.